You may not know actress June Foray's name, but you will recognize her voice, or should we say voices? Here's just a smidgen of the characters she's played over the years.
Dudley, fancy meeting you here. I always knew you were a big spender, and there's just so many things in town I want to buy.
There's more to life than fun, Ogham. I'm needed here.
Let me warn you, Sylvester, for absolutely the last time, if there's one little feather, just one little feather harmed of this bird, I'm going to sell you to the violin string factory.
Oh, Boris, you are mean, sneaky, no good, Nick.
Gosh, Bullwinkle, I'm making a salami souffle and I'm all out of wiffle powder.
Oh, no, out of wiffle powder. Those last two voices, of course, Natasha and then Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Before that, Granny from Sylvester and Tweety, Granny Gummy, and Nell Fenwick, Dudley Do-Right's sweetheart. What television history in just one little person? But believe it or not, Springfield, Massachusetts-born June Foray turned 95 this month and just picked up her first Emmy in June for her role as the witch, Mrs. Cauldron, in The Garfield Show.
Bubble, my fine potions. I just need to add some Eye of Newt, 3 ounces of raven toenails.
And June Foray joins us on the line from her home in California. Congratulations on your Emmy.
Well, thank you, darling. Everybody keeps saying, how many have you had? And I say, this is the first one at my age.
How can that be? No Emmy for The Squirrel or Natasha?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Ask them.
Well, you know, let's just talk a little bit about the part that you just won the Emmy for, Mrs. Cauldron on The Garfield Show. How recently did you do this?
Well, you know, I've done the voice of Witch Hazel, if you remember Witch Hazel.
A cup of arsenic, a spider, some glue, a lizard's gizzard, an eel's heel or two.
And so I've been doing witches for so long, and finally, Mark Evanier, he's one of the writers and directors of The Garfield Show, he said, whom else could I get to do a witch? So he called me, and I do Mrs. Cauldron.
Is Mrs. Cauldron with us now? Can you conjure her up?
Yes, I certainly can.
How much fun is it for you to do this? By the way, when you do Mrs. Cauldron, is the rest of the cast of Garfield there, or do you do your lines separately?
No, fortunately, it's ensemble. Right now, however, so many shows that you do, you come in, you read the lines, and you go home, and you don't really know the storyline. It's so much easier to work off another actor. And, of course, Rocky and Bullwinkle was ensemble.
Oh, talk about Rocky and Bullwinkle. What was that ensemble like? You must have cracked each other up.
Well, we did. You know, it was like going to a party. Every time we had a recording session, there was no drinks, no alcohol, no donning of lampshades. But everybody ragged each other. We told jokes. And Jay would join in, Jay Ward, the producer.
Sure.
And he would say, well, okay, let's start recording.
So, your great, big, wonderful moose.
That's me, all right.
Maybe you could see to it that Hard Knocks wins next Saturday.
Why not?
Bullwinkle, you can't do that.
I'm supposed to help ladies in distress.
But Chapter 3 says you never throw a game.
Well, you read your chapter, I'll read mine. What was that you called me, Missy?
A great, big, wonderful schnook.
What was it like to switch from Rocky to Natasha?
It was very easy. Rocky would say, Hokey Smoke, haven't I seen you somewhere before? No, darling, I am here in Pennsylvania. In the same breath. It's very easy when you know how to do it.
How about Cindy Lou Who?
That was produced by Chuck Jones. He knew I could do everything. I was the original voice of Chatty Cathy, you know, the little doll you pull
You're
the string.
You're kidding, the Chatty Cathy doll. You pulled the string and she would talk.
Yes.
That was you?
Yes.
I had you.
Yes. See, was very sweet to say, please change my dress. I love you. As a result, MGM called me for Twilight Zone. Do you remember Talking Tina the Doll? Kelly Cavallis?
Oh, that was, you scared the heck out of us.
Well, see, they knew that I had done Chatty Cathy, and so they said, we want a doll who kills the mean husband, but I want her to be sweet. So Talking Tina would say, my name is Talking Tina, and I'm going to kill you.
The Twilight Zone, oh, God. So then you went, they knew if you'd done those, you could do Cindy Lou Who in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes. She only had one line, but everybody loves her.
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
Well, and here you are, in your 90s.
Yes. I used to lie about my age because I don't look it, and I don't sound it, and I'm still working. And when I was 60, I looked like 35 or 40. And so I always lied about my age, but some son of a gun put it on a computer. I don't know how he got it.
Well, you've been doing this for quite a while. You had your own children's show where you read children's stories when you first moved to California.
Yes, I was only 18 years old, and I wrote children's stories. It was on radio Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I called myself Lady Make-Believe.
Well, you know, at one point you were on camera. You were in Green Acres. Do you mind that you moved behind a character when you went to animation?
No, not at all. I've turned down a lot of on-camera things. I'd rather do voiceovers. You don't have to memorize lines. You can be in your slacks or jeans and work for 2 hours and make a couple of $1,000 and go home and play with your dog. No, it's really wonderful. I love it.
Do you miss Rocky and Natasha?
Yeah. What has upset me just a little bit, I probably shouldn't say this, but they're going to do Mr. Peabody and Fred for a feature, and they're doing a 5-minute short, and they were auditioning women to do Rocky and Natasha. And so my agent raised the devil and a lot of the fans, so they're letting me do Rocky but not Natasha. And of course I can still do Natasha. I don't know why they're not calling me. It's crazy.
Well, I just can't imagine Natasha without June Foray. So
I can't either. It just astounds me to have somebody impersonate what I created, and I'm still here.
The clarion call, I'm still here, you are still here. June Foray, thank you so much for talking to us. Can Rocky say goodbye?
Hokey smoke, I hope this was something I hope you really like. Thank you so much, Robin. I appreciate that.
Oh, I can die now. I talked to Rocky. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. Our producers include Lynn Manigan, Hitesh Hattie, Kevin Sullivan, Emiko Tamagawa, Catherine Gorman. Catherine, your first credit with us. Alex Ashlock and Jill Ryan. Our interns, Connor Gillies, Sadney Karapetian, and Emma Jean Weinstein. Our technical director, Doug Sugards. Chris Ballman, the managing editor, the senior producer of Here and Now is Kathleen McKenna. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.